What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to an episode that was going to be a happy hour. And then I was doing research and I was like, what is this? This is a Monday mini. So we get a whole Monday mini out of it. I was inspired because my quarantine-iversary is coming up. Many people's quarantine-iversary is coming up. And I was just thinking about some of the instances I've been out and about lately. And you and I have discussed this, but yeah. There's just still something... I'm still very stressed, and it turns out there's a lot of research behind this, and we are not alone, Samantha.
I love it. Oh, but by the way, my phone just gave me a Google alert from Google Maps telling me I was in Orlando 4 years ago, and that was when everything was shutting down, yes. And things were being canceled left and right, and I'm like, why am I here?
Yep, I was in Canada. It was a time for us. Yes, so... I want to share some of this research because I think a lot of people can relate. I bet you'll, Samantha, you can have some thoughts about this.
So many thoughts.
I will give it a minor content warning for anxiety, anxiety around weight gain, ableism, and fat phobia. So when I was researching this, I found a lot of articles about, quote, post-pandemic social anxiety. So I am trying to go out more, and I am going out more. But it makes me incredibly anxious, and I feel really awkward, and I learned that I am not alone. I've also heard this from a lot of my friends, including some that surprised me. I was like, oh, really? And there's even a new acronym, FONO, Fear of Normal. And there is...
Well, I feel like that's just like antagonizing me, making fun of me. Why?
I feel a little attacked by it as well. And there is actual research and data on all of this. So from a Forbes health study, around 59% of respondents reported finding it harder to make relationships since the pandemic. One of the main reasons for why that was given was not knowing what to say or how to interact. 29% reported feeling more depressed since the pandemic, which does have an impact on physical health. A lot of people reported being hyper aware of themselves when around other people, which we've discussed as well. I feel like probably a couple times a year, you and I have an episode where we're like, we went to this party and it didn't go well.
Why did we do this?
Yes. Yes. And one of the things I was thinking about was our recent trip to the office, which was very awkward. And then I had a recent hangout where I was like, I just felt like I was very awkward. But some people also reported that they don't miss everything they were doing before the pandemic and they are still enjoying their alone time, as they said. But that being said, there is a difference between loneliness and alone time. Like loneliness prolonged loneliness isn't good for your health. And socializing does have many benefits. However that socializing works, because that can be texting. That can be, it doesn't have to be one specific thing. And again, reminder, COVID has not gone away. So a lot of people report that they still don't feel safe. And preliminary research indicates that contracting a severe case of COVID may have a long-lasting impact on depressive and anxiety symptoms. So that's still there. It's also impacted different people and different populations in different ways. So, for example, I found some research studies about children and teens and how they're dealing with it. People with financial difficulties, people with illness, people with disabilities, people who had or have social anxiety disorders, they are impacted differently. Studies show women were more impacted than men by this post-pandemic anxiety, but we've also discussed a lot of the reasons why that might be, and it's also worth noting that that was true pre-pandemic too, so it's sort of par for the course. Studies also found that increased social media use during the pandemic led to increased social anxiety. Obviously, there are a lot of factors to consider there, but I thought that was interesting. And also, yeah, important to remember that a lot of times these conversations can be ableist in nature, especially for people who, again, have already had these anxieties or what have you. So just a good reminder. I'm just going to run down a couple of things that I've experienced that I found research on. One is hugs. I'm not a hugger. Every now and then, I do like hugging people. There are certain people I hug more than others, like my mom, for instance. But in general, I'm good.
I don't think I've ever hugged you. Have I ever hugged you?
We hugged one time. I remember it because I was like, we're hugging.
Because I'm also not a hugger, surprisingly. I am not. It's weird.
It was after the audiobook, after we recorded it, I hugged you. I was in a desperate place emotionally.
I'm glad I got to experience that. I'm sorry I forgot.
How could you? No, that's all like how much I don't hug is I remember. But speaking of, so I've had this experience twice lately within the past 2 weeks where I've been like, I'm no hugs for me. And then a hug has been initiated and I don't know what to do. And one was at the office.
Right.
And I hugged a coworker of ours because he was like, let's hug. Yeah. But then you hugged someone else. And I was like, I'm not coming over there unless you want me to come over there. And then I felt bad because I'm like, it's just because he asked me to hug. If you don't ask me to hug,
I remember him saying specifically, I don't get a hug. He said that. I was trying to remember when that was. I was like, oh, it was at the office. Uh-huh. But yeah, and then because I haven't seen her in forever. And as much as I'm not a touchy-feely person, I do give hugs, which is odd, but I typically read if people are not huggers.
Mm-hmm.
I typically do that. Maybe I'm wrong, but like, I guess I made Joey hug me. Hey, Joey. Because I had met them in New York. I was like, yay! And so I gave them a hug, but I'm more of a side hug person too.
Yeah.
Unless I know you really well.
I feel like the hug. And I was thinking about this because I was going through all kinds of ideas about what this originally happy hour, which is now Monday Mini, was going to be. I was just going to do a whole thing on hugs. And I was thinking about like, it feels to me like it seems in a lot of situations I have been, men shake hands and women hug.
Right.
Or men hug women.
Right.
Like, but it's almost like the natural, when I'm feeling anxious, sometimes I'll go in for a hug, even though I don't want a hug, but I'm like, I think they want one. I guess I'll do it. So I totally get it. Like sometimes it just sort of happens.
Yeah, I do the side hug. I noticed that. So the other day I had friends come and pick up something that they needed to come, and it's pretty giant. And so they came with other people to help load it up. So there was four of them. And two of the women I'm really close to. Like I see them every week, twice a week, typically at Zumba. But like after like 10 years, you forge a friendship. And they came to my birthday party. I've been to their birthday things, all the things. And we give hugs. And then there are two guys with them. And I'm like, oh, what do I do here? Because one of them I had met for the first time. One of them I have seen, I've known, also was part of the class. So I gave him a side hug. It was very obvious. Like, I gave hugs, side hug, and then the handshake to the dude that I had just met that day. Like, yeah. It was so, like, that way. And then I'm like, I'm a hand. I literally said it out loud because it was obvious that I just switched to handshake just yep. to him. So I was uh-huh. like, since we just met, I'm going to give you a handshake. And he was like, he started laughing. He's like, I got you. But yeah, understandable. Yeah. Really, really interesting. Like, how do you proceed?
Yeah. And I think that's a good way, like, addressing awkwardness can help alleviate awkwardness.
Make it worse.
It can make it worse.
I've done that, and both things have happened.
Both can happen. I do think one of the things I read when I was researching this was people feel like they don't know how to gracefully exit the conversation anymore. And this, I feel like the hug for me has become, I guess we'll hug and then I'll right. go. But I right. feel like the hug is getting wrapped up in this. And I recently hung out with your partner and a couple of other people. And you were telling me, like, I left. Yeah, I was like, we've got to go because I knew I wouldn't be able to get out of this conversation. I was running late. was it awkward? Yes. Did I need to go? Yes.
For me, I just leave.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Well, what's so funny is I've become so abrupt. I've never been good at small talk anyway. We've talked about this previously. I want to get to know you. If we're having a conversation, we're having a conversation. I've gotten more distracted. Like, I'm more easily distracted than before, where I'm like looking sideways to the point people are like, is something coming to get me? But at that point, like, if it lulls, I'm like, well, okay, I go, bye. Just abruptly say bye and uh-huh. leave. I'm like, that was awkward.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, like, because I'm on that, I'm the same way on the phone, which I don't like talking on the phone. But, like, eventually we just sit in silence. And because I don't know what else to do, I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you later. But oftentimes, as I say, I'll talk to you later. Yeah. They start ramping up something else. I'm like, bye. Right. And I hang up without knowing, but they had just right. started. But I'm like, but I just said bye. So I'm obviously going to click off. And that's kind of my personality now, is just abruptly to get up and go. And I find myself thinking, this is real awkward.
Well, you are not the only one that is struggling with that, I will tell you. I have found a lot of articles about it. And a lot of advice that really cracked me up on how to deal with it. Funny. But essentially, a lot of it was we aren't used to it. It's like a social skill we haven't been using. And now you got to build it back up if you want to.
If you want.
That's, if you want to. Yeah. I had a similar moment with my mom. I finally got a hold of my mom. I had a similar moment with her on the phone where there was a moment of silence. And I was like, is this the end of the conversation? Or is she waiting to say something? Is she waiting for me to say something? Oh, my. Mm-hmm. I would say something else that I've experienced in terms of like what is still really hanging on to me is habits that I formed, including things which I discussed recently, like fan fiction, where I'm now writing fan fiction, where that has become like I have to do this every once a week. And I was doing that during the pandemic to get through the pandemic, but now it's like entrenched and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know if it's bad or good, but it's like a new block of time has been taken away. And so it's like, sure, I could go outside more now, but the fan fiction, I got to do this. So it's, that's something that I've been kind of working on balancing more. Another thing, and I want to come back and do a whole episode on this, but I'm just going to mention it. And this is where we get into like the fat phobic part, is that I've been reading a lot of articles about, because we mentioned we were going to do an episode on this, about Ozempic and Ozempic anxiety, where it feels like everybody, and a lot of people are using this to lose weight. And I gained weight during the pandemic. So it feels like a sort of anxiety of, like, I'm just going to stand out even more, which is incredibly, incredibly unhealthy and fat phobic. But I feel like there is this sort of being not comfortable with your body after the pandemic. And I've been thinking about this in terms of, I kept telling myself, you know, you'll lose this weight. But I bought a lot of like sweatpants and t-shirts during the pandemic. And so I need to get rid of some clothes because I've got too many clothes. And there I've been hanging on to, you lose this weight, you can fit right. these again one day. And I'm like, I'm kind of having a moment of like, I don't know, right. are you?
Right.
So it's sort of, I do want to come back and talk about this just because I had so many conversations with my friends about it. And it is impacting, as we mentioned in a recent classic, sort of the body acceptance.
Right.
But that's definitely been a part of why I feel I've had more trouble going out than I used to.
I agree. Yeah. Things to wear, things, clothing, because I don't have clothes anymore because I don't fit into them, because I'm not. Well, I've never been skinny. So that's one of those things that I have always dealt with. I mean, I think we've talked about this both, but like being chubby and being told constantly you're chubby. And then knowing that impacting instead of being, and I'm sad that we're back to this because I love the generation where people love themselves. And I feel that same way about like, I think my, my nieces have gotten to the point where they understand a little more and they have a healthy, even though their parents come from the age, Gen Xers come from the age of diet pills and supermodels, on all the things like, Gen X has a whole different perspective to me. Like this also could be a different show because, you know, Weight Watchers was a big thing, still is, but it was really big. Nutrisystem, all these things, what was being pandered to us. Even it's bad today, but I feel like there's at least some rhetoric against it as where before it wasn't there at all. And so like Gen X parents, I think, have a hard time not letting that go and not letting that go for their family, especially in the South. We'll put that as a different way. But with that, like feeling like my sister was size zero in high school. I got her clothes in seventh grade and they didn't fit me. Like I could not fit into her clothes after that fact. So it was never a thing.
Right.
She had an eating disorder and I don't know what that eating disorder was, but she had enough that she would pass out because she forgot to eat. She refused to eat. And if she had a Reese's cup, that was her meal for the day. But with that, she kind of allowed that to dictate not necessarily telling her kids they're fat, but be like, do you really, you know, you're kind of thick. Do you really want to wear that? So like shaming them, not because she doesn't want them to, not because she's trying to make them lose weight, but more so of like body shaming them so they would wear clothes that cover us, which is what we've learned. Like in our generation, I think millennials and Gen Xers, if we're fat, that means we need to be covered up from head to toe and not showing anything. And that rhetoric is, yes, this is all so fat phobic and so disturbing. And I'm sad again that we're back to this, but that this level of like hating everything about our body. So therefore, if it looks uncomfortable slash makes other people uncomfortable, then we are in the wrong and there's something wrong with us. And with that, it's hard to let go of, especially going out in public. So for me, I'm like, extra covered up. And I'm like, yeah, definitely. I'm wearing 16 layers. Is it 95 degrees and like dying of humidity? Yes. But am I going to keep wearing this sweater? Yeah, because I hate my arms. Like there's so many things like to this that is so fat phobic and we've learned from so much, which doesn't really make sense because the body is the body. There's nothing, you know, like really there's nothing that we should be ashamed about. But because we've learned that, it's so hard to let go of that. And then the pandemic, for a minute, we were all like, let's just be us because everything's going to hell. Let's just finally enjoy food and, you know, hang out and not worry about these things. And then coming back out in public where people who make money off of that system or people who maybe have the money to look these ways, Ozempic being that problem solver for some, really like makes you feel like you have to meet that standard again, mm-hmm. which is so infuriating and everything else. I'm just rambling now because I think like what I saw with my sister and then my nieces, whom I love, is like the change in attitude, and I love that, mm-hmm. and I hope it stays. Like that's my biggest hope because I don't want them to have to deal with this conversation repeatedly and feeling like who they are is something to be ashamed about. And I feel like coming out of the pandemic for a couple of years now, and I say this because we're not out of the pandemic, like this, like people are dying, people are sick, we should be covering up, we should be masking still, but covering, like coming to this, like people are like, okay, you've had enough time, why aren't you perfect? Mm-hmm. And I feel like we weigh that on ourselves, and that's part of the reason, like, yeah, I can't come out because we didn't hit that perfect stride as we were told we should be.
Yeah. And a lot of people wrote about that too, of like feeling the mental drain of what used to be every day of like putting on your makeup and putting on the clothes, and like it's just too exhausting. Yeah. Which is again part of the, there has been research into this and why that is. And I think we will come back and do a whole thing on, because I feel like we're in a big shift in the U.S. with Ozempic and all those things and what's going on. So we will come back and do it, but that is a bigger conversation for a later day.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Something else I found a lot of people doing that I noticed I was doing too is like basically kind of consolidating your friends. Like you're kind of, it sounds terrible, but you're kind of like, well, I haven't talked to you in a while, so I guess. But I was kind of going through this the other day and I was thinking, I haven't seen this person in a while. And I was like, I think I'm good without them. But then I had a thought, and I was like, but then they won't like me anymore. And I was like, what are you talking about? What? But that's how important being liked is to me, that I was like perfectly fine without this relationship. But there's still a part of me that's like, no, but.
Right. I think you're about to hit into it in a second. But for me, it's not that I'm trying to consolidate my friends, because I kind of already did that 5 years ago, because I'm like, you're toxic, you're toxic, you're toxic. I just didn't know they were toxic. I just knew they were bad for me. Mm-hmm. Essentially, like, you are a taker. You are like this and this and this. So therefore, I don't need you. We're good. If you call and you want to hang, sure. But outside of that, I'm not making the effort. So that was kind of like, I feel like that's a mid-late 30s thing. Mm-hmm. That happens, you're like, yeah, I don't have time for you because there's too much. And if you're not someone that we can be both good for each other, then what's the point?
Right.
And I don't have to be friends with every damn person in the world. And there are bad people.
Yeah.
Just so that. But as of late, it's more that I forget. Mm-hmm. So other people have texted me or reach out, and then I get tired and I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to pare down my time and only see people once every other week. So there's two people I can see next week and then nothing. It's just more like I'm tired and or forgetful, and I'm not purposely trying to trim down my friends. I love y'all.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense too. That makes sense. I did. I went and got dim sum with my big group of friends the other day from who I grew up with. And we used to do it every year before the pandemic. And it was so bizarre being with them. It was lovely. It was such a great thing. But we just hadn't done that since the pandemic. And so there are the relationships that you can sort of, you know, you don't see each other all the time necessarily. And that's fine. And when you hang out, it's still great. But then there are the people that are sort of like, yeah, I guess your relationships change, ebbs and flows.
You change.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I made this statement to a friend of mine. I was like, I think some of my friends might hurt my feelings and I can't be around them too much because I've become more sensitive. So I'm gonna have to watch this one.
Yeah.
Because I am real sarcastic, and really like, you know, all those things. But I've gotten less, not sarcastic, but more like, oh no, are you okay? Like that type of person. And also like everything is, oh no, everything's the worst. Don't be mean to me. type of personality now.
I have that too. I'm like, I can't handle this right now. Cannot bring this topic up with me right this minute. Later, when I'm more emotionally stable, But yes, for me, originally I called this the new isolation because I realized that I had this new thing that I'd had developed, which was I needed one day, literally, where I interact with no one except over text. Mm-hmm. And apparently that is part from these research papers. If you've been, I mean, I live alone. If you've been inside in quarantine, it makes sense that you can't just like go back. You can't just flip that switch and go back to how much you were doing before socially, outside.
So it's sort of like, you know, building up, touching, getting your toe in the water. But mine is one day where there's nobody. Text, yes, but no visuals. And sometimes it scares me because I'm worried I will trip and die in the shower. No one will know, but eventually, hopefully someone will figure it out. Also, I know we've talked about this, but COVID fog is real, which is basically like you kind of feel a little dazed, can't concentrate maybe. And prolonged isolation can impact your memory and verbal recall, which is why for some of us who have been alone or are used to having like a conversational pattern of only a few people during lockdown, talking with someone new might feel like you have no idea what you're saying. So I feel like this is me translating for you, Smith. Yes. But maybe we were picking up. This is an adaption during COVID.
Maybe we spent so much time. Also, I think mine is both COVID fog and I'm going to go with the perimenopause stuff that I'm like, I don't know what I was trying to say. I've lost the words completely. So I'm just going to start doing descriptors. And for a little while, I was trying to correct myself. I have finally given up and just look at you if you're around or just stop talking. So I'm like, I'm not fixing this.
That's it. But I thought that was interesting because some people reported that they didn't have trouble communicating with people they hung out with a lot, like usually a partner, but it was when they got outside of that group. So it's like they had developed almost a language that worked between them.
Secret code.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting.
Kind of like how children do it.
Yeah. And then, yes, if you're like me where you still feel things like grocery shopping are overwhelming when they weren't before, because again, this was impacting people before. I was always stressed about grocery shopping, but it's gotten way worse. That is also a thing that has been studied post-pandemic because apparently, as I said, that we kind of have this like social stamina that we all need to build up again, if you want to. But it's like a muscle that we've all kind of, it's gone out of use. It needs to be built up again. I did find a lot of articles, as I said, that had advice that made me laugh. Well, it would be like, tip one, go outside. I'm like, okay. There was some good stuff out there, but it was also kind of like, okay. But I think overall, they were saying, you know, that it's not going to go away immediately for most people. They did say some people, you know, doing just fine, it seems. But for a lot of us, it's not just going to go away. And it is something to like slowly work up towards. And maybe, you know, that doesn't mean work up towards what you were doing before the pandemic. But like if you're currently having trouble, if you want to do two things a week, but you can't, your social stamina is just too low, then you can build up to that. Yeah, just, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time. And I do think I've gotten better, but it is still hilarious how many times I leave like hanging out with somebody like, wow, that was awkward.
Right.
Yeah. As I said, this was a very quick breakdown on this, and some of these need to be bigger episodes for sure, and always worth reminding that, yeah, a lot of this conversation, when you read it or talk about it, can be very ableist, so to keep that in mind. But in the meantime, if you listeners have any thoughts on this, then please let us know. You can email us at stephiemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @Stuff I've Never Told You. We have a TeePublic store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
Thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.